The Institute on Religious Life presents Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Father Nathan Caswell. I'm a member of the Canons Regular of St. John Cantius at St. John Cantius Church and at St. Peter in Bolo. So my vocation story. Back before I was Catholic, before I was a practicing Catholic, I was in a treehouse on the Queen Charlotte Islands, an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I was searching for God. I had left home. I had gone backpacking across Western Canada. I was searching for truth. You know, what made sense? I had already received the sacraments of baptized, confirmed, and brought into the church. But it was there at that moment where God really became real to me, when I was looking at the way nature worked. And it's just cool. I see the birds, like how the birds were flying and building nests for their young, and just the way that it was the first time I'd seen the ocean, because I'm from the middle of the continent, and I was just amazed at nature. I was just blown away by it. And so I saw, why does all this work together? Why do the birds build nests for their young? Why does all this work? So then I thought, well, that had to be love. That's the only thing I could think, that, okay, this has to be love. And so what does that mean? So then fast forward, I'm at my friend's house on this island. I haven't talked to my mom for some time, but somehow she gets a hold of the phone number where I was. She calls me and she asks me to come home. So I did. I took the train home. I went up north to northern Saskatchewan, where my parents live. It was very awkward because my mom, who's not subtle about anything, she says, well, we've killed the fatted calf. Obviously, that, okay, this is the prodigal son, come home. I'm like, well, I'm just coming home to visit to be nice, you know? Yeah, so I get home, and then I start asking all the questions, like anything that I could think of from a Pentecostal background, which is how I grew up Pentecostal, and then atheist perspective from an agnostic, any question I could have about the Catholic faith, because obviously they wanted me to become Catholic. And I said, well, and I actually wrote this in my journal. I said, I don't know if I'll leave here a Catholic, but I have to search for the truth wherever it is. And they got me to this point where I said, either this is all true or this is all false. Because it all works together. The Catholic faith is so whole and so complete. And so it's okay, well, maybe this is all true, but maybe it's all made up. After that, I went to experience Eucharistic adoration for the first time. My parents always bring young people to these Eucharistic adoration youth retreats. And I went there, and I was in front of the Blessed Sacrament for the first time in my life. And I was sitting in the back, didn't really want to be there, but when I was there, I was confronted with the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance on the altar, and I thought, okay, God, you're either there or you're not there. And if you are there, I need to know that you're there. I'm not going to live my life pretending to be Catholic, pretending to just deciding for myself that you exist. It's like, no, I need to know that you exist. I need something from outside. So it can only be from the Holy Spirit, because of what happened, that I asked, will you have my sister come sit beside me? If you are really God, if you are really present there as they say you are, will you have my sister come sit beside me? And at that moment, my sister, Naomi, who was on the other side of the church, she stood up and walked over and sat down beside me. And so that's when my heart just gave in. And I said, okay, you're God. You're there, you know? And so, yeah, and I realized then at that youth retreat, one of the people speaking, his name is Ken Yazinski, he gives talks, he's really good. He just said, God is love. And I'd heard that 100 times. Growing up, we've painted that, made felt banners and say that we did everything that said God is love. And you never really hit me that, wow, that love of God is what is like moving everything in the world. Like all of nature has that movement, that God, like the goodness of God was just so apparent to me. And I broke down crying, my sister broke down crying, and I blubbered through my testimony at the end of that. And it's embarrassing, but it's kind of that embarrassing that I don't really care, because I had to do it. God is so good. So from there, I spent 2 years watching EWTN, learned a lot of the faith, got caught up on EWTN, I was so thankful for that. I was soaking it all up, and I learned the faith, and then I said, well, I want to live. I want to be religious. I wasn't sure I wanted to be a priest, but I wanted to be religious. And so I called St. John Canches, talked to Father Phillips, who's a superior founder, and my younger brother, his widows, was already there. And I didn't want to follow him wherever he was going, but as I was the only religious community I knew about, so I called. He asked me to come visit, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come visit. So I came down to Chicago, blown away by the beauty of the church, the beauty of the chant, the fraternity among the brothers. I just felt like home, like this is everything I've been searching for that I didn't even know existed. And I got there, and I said, yeah, sign me up. Anyway, a few years later, I took perpetual vows, and just last year I was ordained a priest, thanks be to God, and I couldn't be happier.
This has been Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about the religious life, visit religiouslife.com.